Sukkah Perikimel Mishnehei. Esrog HaGozel V'Hayavish Posel. A stolen esrog and a dried out esrog or posel. Stolen esrog, because first day it's not lochem, or mitzvah b'avera, if you're kone after yish, or the second day it's a psul of mitzvah b'avera, like all the other minim. Now, what's a dried out esrog? So esrog is different than the other minim. The way to determine if an esrog is dried out, the Rush brings b'shem the Ravid, is when there's no more moisture left in the esrog, because moisture in an esrog is like blood of a live animal. And the way to know this is to stick a needle in it, because sticking a needle in an esrog, it's not going to diminish from the esrog. We're going to see that later. And that's how you would check it. And if you pull the needle out and there's moisture on the needle, you know it's okay. And if not, then it's a problem. So both of these esrog are gozel v'yovish posel. Shel asher v'shel ir nidachas posel. Same like before. Shel orlo posel. An esrog of an orlo. Now, we didn't say orlo by the other minim, because orlo is nogeya by fruits. The first 3 years, one is not allowed to have hana'ah. Shall truma tamea puzzle. And also truma tamea, truma that becomes tummy, is also puzzle. The Rav groups both of these, orla and truma tamea, together, and he says the reason that they're puzzle is because the Torah says, lekachtem lochem, that it should be fitting for you. So Tosfos says, what do you need this drosha, lekachtem lochem, that it should be fitting for you? Just say, it should be no different than like an asher of ir nidachas. Because we know both of these, orla, truma tamea, you're supposed to burn them. And when you're supposed to burn something, we look at it as if it's not there. So Taisi says, Eina Chanami, that's also true. But we do come on to this drasha, as we're going to soon see, that it's actually going to be a drasha for a heter, for Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni really has no value, but you're allowed to eat it. And since you're allowed to eat it, even if it has no value, but since you're allowed to eat it, that's this drasha of Lakachtam Lochem, that it's fitting for you. In other words, the Torah says, take an esrog, take from the Dalad Minim, it just has to be that the Dalad Minim, at least the esrog part, which is a food, that it's fitting for you. Next case, shel truma tahar lo yitol. If it's truma that's tahar, don't take it because we're afraid you're going to make it tame if it gets wet. Vim notel kosher. But if you took it, b'diavad it's kosher because there's a heter achilo. Who's allowed to eat truma tahar? A kohen. And what about Yisrael? Is Yisrael allowed to use an esrog because he can't eat the esrog? So Teretz says, Rashi says, he can give it if his daughter marries a kohen. Their child can have truma, so he can give it to his grandchild. So even Yisrael's allowed to use it. The Ran actually learns that this case is dafka a kohen. Vim notel kosher. It's dafka a kohen because only he can eat it. Next case, shel demai b'shamay poislin uveis hillel machshirin. Demai is esrog that we're not sure. Amaratzim, they do take off truma, but some of them, a minority of them, do not take off maestras. So why is beis hillel machshir? The Rav says over here because it's fitting for aniyim. Because aniyim are allowed to eat demai. Chazal weren't machmir by aniyim. People that are poor were not so machmir with demai. Now Tosfos Zanta points out this is the same kula that we said by truma, we just said by truma tahara that a Yisrael can eat because somebody else can eat it, a kohen can eat it, so too by demai, since also an ani can eat it, so therefore you're allowed to use it. What's interesting is the Rav does not say, like he says in a few other mesachtas, as we've learned, that a person's allowed to take advantage of demai because he can make himself into an ani if he relinquishes all of his assets and he's mafkir everything. The Rav doesn't say that here, because that has nothing to do with it. Because just like by truma, it's not the pshat that you can make yourself where you can eat it. It's that somebody else can eat it. So too here. And finally, shel maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim lo yitol v'mnotel kosher. Maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, you shouldn't take it. Like the first all points out for the same reason that you may make it tame. But if you take it, but the evidence kosher. Now it says dafk Yerushalayim. The Rav says, what about outside Yerushalayim? That doesn't work. Because lachem means that it's fitting for you. And if you can't eat it right now where you are outside Yerushalayim, then you can't take it as an esrog. This is how most Rishon learn. The Ran learns the B'dievet even outside Yerushalayim, it's kosher. And that which the Mishnah specifically says Yerushalayim, that's just the teaching us a din that even Yerushalayim l'chatchil, you shouldn't take it, but if you take it, it's kosher. But even outside Yerushalayim B'dievet, it's kosher too.